now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September the 3rd. Our lead story this week, Jimmy Buffett, the singer-songwriter who drew millions of fans with his folksy tales of living and loving on tropical sandy beaches, frozen concoction in hand, died on the 1st of September. He had been diagnosed 4 years prior with Merkel cell skin cancer and succumbed to the illness on the 1st of September at age 76. Jimmy Buffett himself dubbed his brand of music Drunken Caribbean Rock and Roll, and arguably best known for Margaritaville, which launched him in 1977 into national fame and into the history of American music. Jimmy Buffett, survived by his wife Jane Slagsvold and two daughters Savannah and Sarah, and son Cameron. In other news, this week in 1970, Dave Clark 5 disbanded. Arthur Brown was arrested in Italy after setting his helmet on fire during a concert there in 1970. The last of the television show Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet aired this week with their son Ricky Nelson in 1966. In 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis filed for divorce from his second wife and married his cousin Myra 3 months later, even before the divorce was final. The Animals made their U.S. concert debut in New York City at the Paramount Theater this week in 1964. In 1959, Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife was banned by WCBS Radio in New York after there had been several local stabbings. And while the Who were shopping for a guard dog this week in 1965, their van and $10,000 worth of equipment was stolen. The last episode of This Is Tom Jones TV show aired this week in 1971. Jerry Butler and the Impressions made their national TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1958. B.B. King received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1990. This week in 1997, Elton John sang at the funeral of England's Princess Diana. George Harrison launched his Dark Horse record label this week in 1974. James Darren had his TV series debut this week, Time Tunnel, in 1966. Ringo Starr became the very first Beatles grandfather when his son Zach's child was born this week in 1985. Filming began on the Roy Orbison Sam the Sham movie, The Fastest Guitar Alive, this week in 1966. An ad appeared in Variety magazine this week in 1965 announcing auditions for a show called The Monkees. Eddie Cochran signed a contract with Liberty Records this week in 1956. A riot broke out by those who were unable to get a ticket to see a Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Tish concert in Bergen, England this week in 1967. Elvis Presley's first concert tour in 9 years, began in Phoenix, Arizona, this week in 1970. Lynyrd Skynyrd was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in Atlanta this week in 2007. In the studio, Lou Christie recorded Lightning Strikes in 1965. Bobby Darin recorded Clementine in 1959. Eric Clapton recorded the solo guitar for the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps for their White Album this week in 1968. Birthdays: Al Jardine from the Beach Boys is 81. Gary Leeds Walker from the Walker Brothers, 82. Sonny Charles, 83. Freddie Mercury from Queen, born in 1946. Al Stewart is 78. Loudon Wainwright III, 77. Buddy Holly, born this week in 1936. Ronnie Dove turns 88. Gloria Gaynor, 80. Al Caiola, born this week, 1920. Kathy Jean Giordano is 78. Patsy Cline, born in 1932. Bill Parsons, credited with singing The All-American Boy, although really it was Bobby Bear and just a label mislabeling, happened. And he is now this week in having a birthday, and he's 89. Otis Redding, born in 1941. Dee Dee Sharp is 78. Billy Preston, born in 46. And Inez Fox, born in 1942. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 3rd. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.